People first organizations will win in the future of work.
Your only real asset is your people.
We all want purpose-driven work.
HR-led organization is the
future. Sorry, but leaders don't lead empty desks and empty shop floors.
Welcome to the People Strategy Leaders Show. I'm your host, Sri Chalapa, founder and president of Engagedly, and a serial entrepreneur in technology, films, and music. This is where we talk to people leaders, business strategists, and organizational savants about leading in the time of change. What is working, what is not working, and more importantly, what we should be thinking about. Stick around to the end of the show. We will reveal how you can be our next guest. And now, let's engage.
Hello and welcome to People Strategy Leaders Podcast. I am Sri Chalapa, CEO, co-founder of Engagedly, your host. Today, I'm joined with Tricia Shields. Tricia is a Chief Human Resources Officer for Navient, a leader in process automation technology. Navient partners with organizations to help them move forward in their automation journey using technology solutions that expand across the enterprise, including the HR space. Tricia has grown a successful HR practice at Navient over the last 15 years with a growing national remote workforce. She's focused on heightening the employee experience through use of technology and working as an advocate for the adoption of technology amongst HR professionals. Well, welcome to the show, Tricia. It's a pleasure to have you.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so obviously you are in HR. You also work for an HR-related company and you are a big proponent of HR tech. So we'll really focus our discussion today on really the impact of having good HR technology and a good implementation of those technologies so you get the maximum results from that. So can you talk to me a little bit about, you know, what about HR tech that you really found fascinating in your role that led you to some implementations of those? And what type of employee experience improvements are you seeing because of that?
Yeah, I think that kind of what I've discovered in my role, just to give you a little bit of background, my degree is actually in technology, and I've kind of found my way into the HR space. So I think what's been really interesting to me is just the evolution of technology and the availability of technology and kind of the adoption, or maybe in some ways not adoption, of technology within the HR space. So that's why it's become kind of a passion of mine to explore how can we utilize HR technology. I think there's a real opportunity for HR professionals to lean in even more to what those availabilities are to help heighten the experience, both for ourselves as HR professionals, but also for our employees and our candidates as well. So I think that's been kind of, you know, that foundational piece of it. Just, I guess, to speak a little bit about that employee experience portion of it, we identified really early on that within our HR team that we wanted to give a human experience to our employees. So we want them to be able to talk to HR professionals and their managers, and what are HR professionals and managers doing as it relates to things that aren't human related in their processing data. So we wanted to figure out, how can we utilize technology to do the things that technology is really good at, to allow our HR professionals and managers and our people support people to do what's really impactful and what HR tech or what technology is maybe not as good at? And that's that human experience piece of it. So I guess just from a foundational perspective, I would say that.
Yeah. So obviously, there is some HR technology you need for any company, like running your payroll. Obviously, you're not going to be writing manual checks. So there are things you need to do from that perspective, online enrollment for your benefits, maybe something around your PTO and expense and time management, you know, could be automated. But those are all foundational things, as I call them, right? Where have you seen the biggest impact on the employee experience and some of the HR tech initiatives that you've undertaken?
Yeah, I would probably say with process automation technologies. I mean, that's part of what Navient does and the technologies that we support, but it's also a huge part of what we're utilizing internally for that employee experience. So we're utilizing, you know, first, we've digitized documents. So we believe in utilizing the electronic experience and the digitized experience to interact with data within all aspects of HR, and then utilizing technology to process, you know, do workflow processing to let that route the data throughout your organization, A, to give employees and managers the information they need it real time. So they don't have to wait to request information from an HR professional and get that back from them. They really have the data that they need when they need the information, but also to kind of free up our time. So as an example, we're utilizing a technology, the one we use is called OnBase, for a process automation technology. And that really manages the entire employee experience outside of those core foundational technologies that you talked about, like our applicant tracking system or HRIS system that are managing payroll and benefits. But these workflow technologies replicate your HR professional walking around the organization and handing out forms or ensuring that we're getting acknowledgments back. It's doing that processing as well as things like reminders to the employees, like, hey, there was a new employee handbook that was distributed, you know, time to get that back in. I don't have to worry about things like that anymore. So I would use that probably as a use case.
Yeah. So can you talk about a couple of implementations of such employee experience processes that really made a big impact for your organization?
Yeah, I mean, definitely our performance management system would be one of them. So utilizing technology, you know, I think about when I entered the HR space 20 years ago, and what did performance management look like at that time? And it was using paper and, you know, HR printed it out, gave it to the manager. The manager worked with the employee on that, returned it back to HR. Sometimes they didn't. Who knows where those ended up? And now utilizing HR technology and different types of technologies, I even looked at the technology that you're utilizing and promoting, but utilizing those to expand that employee experience and the manager experience as well. So I would say performance management is one. Certainly onboarding, there's so many pieces of data that are captured within HR during the onboarding process. And so managing that, utilizing technology, onboarding technology to kind of give everybody the information that they need, I would say that's probably another important, impactful piece as well.
Yeah. So people who are looking outside of the foundational technology elements, what are one of the first or second things an HR person should look at automating right after that?
Well, I always say that they should start with digitizing, because if you're using paper documents still, it's just going to be so limiting from your experience of utilizing technology. I would say another key one, and kind of what I'm looking forward to in some of the directions that technology is going, is the ability to integrate and answer multiple problems. So I feel like we're trying to get away from this utilizing single platforms to address, you know, single issues. HR is one whole big experience. So I always say as well, looking for technologies that have the ability to kind of plug into the flow of all the different components that you're utilizing technology for. Otherwise, you're managing data in this system and this data over here. And there's so many things that become complex if your technologies don't integrate.
Yeah, integration has been a big problem in many ways, right? Yeah. A lot of platforms are not very open. They don't want to send data. And then the data structures can be different. What one platform might call something is called something else in different platform, or may not even exist, you know?
Yeah.
So the big question I guess I have is, from an employee's perspective, both from an individual contributor and a manager perspective, what do you think drives better experience? Like from their perspective, what are they looking for?
From a technology perspective?
Yeah, for technology impact.
Yeah.
Yeah. World.
I think they're looking for that right balance of, you know, I don't think that they want to just interact with technology. I think they want to know that there's availability for a really human personal experience. You know, we work 100% remote at Navient. And so there's a lot of interaction with technology in that. And so I think, you know, even just speaking for our employees and managers, they want to be able to have some human experience in the work that they're doing and in the way that they're interacting with HR. But I think they absolutely want technology to, you know, be a component of their experience as well, where that makes sense. So they want information right when they want it. So I think that availability of information is a key component in the employee experience. You know, it's so different today. People just, they want information really fast and readily available. So I would say just that piece of it.
Let's talk about some of the mistakes, right? So I'm sure everything didn't go 100% in your implementations and some of the technology that you might have adopted. Can you talk about a couple of mistakes that you may have made that you took away and what lessons we can learn from that?
Yeah, I think it was probably more so around trying to just buy software or select individual technology. I think that's a huge mistake that we can fall into. You know, we're not technology professionals within HR. I feel like we're kind of being pushed more and more into that space, and why I'm really passionate about what I'm passionate about. But, you know, I think finding the right partners to partner with from a technology perspective to help walk you through it, and not looking at it like, I'm going to just buy some technology and kind of hope for the best. Maybe it had like the best review or, you know, for whatever reason, but utilizing really strong vendor partners that understand the entire HR space, and maybe not even just the space that they're kind of promoting their technology in, I think is really key. And so that's a common mistake that I fell into really early on, but I definitely see other HR professionals kind of struggling a bit with. So thinking about it more in like that trusted advisor consultative approach versus just going and buying technology and trying to figure out best practices on your own.
Right, right. What advice would you give to HR people who are reluctant on technology because they feel like this is going to add more work to their plate and maybe make life a little bit more cumbersome for even the employees? Because many of the organizations, you know, don't want to do a lot of these processes at the employee level, right? Not 100% employees do not really want to do an annual review. Some of them, you know, try to delay it as much as possible. Goal setting is a big one, you know, things of that nature.
Right. So maybe like finding the right technology that makes it more intriguing and interesting for the employees. As far as the advice to HR professionals, I think it's more around that it's difficult now as an HR professional, especially as technology is growing so rapidly, to keep up with what's going on. Like I often get asked, you know, about like, what are you using ChatGPT for? Or how are you using AI technologies? Well, if you're not a very technical person, but you're probably a really strong HR professional, it's very intimidating to step into this space. So my advice is always taking that initial first step. So it's looking at some core foundational things. What are the technologies that I'm currently using? Where am I not using technology that I could potentially be? And what does that look like? But it's don't try to solve the entire challenge right out of the gate. It's what small step can I take first, just to give myself a bit more exposure into technology and into what that can look like. And then that rapidly grows from there. So there's definitely a hesitation around technology within HR. And so, you know, learning from other HR professionals about how they're utilizing technology and where they're having successes and building it from there.
So are there any common mistakes organizations make when they approach technology that you would say these are two or three things? I mean, we talked about one, which is buying technology without the right level of support from them. Are there anything else that people should be aware of?
Yeah, that's a good question. Well, what do you find, I guess, as you're interacting with HR professionals?
Well, I think the biggest one I find is that people buy technology sometimes before deciding on their strategy.
Okay.
Talent strategy, you know,
yeah.
And without having to buy in on the talent strategy. So they get excited that, oh, this technology can do all these things. And like, for example, Engagely can do a lot. You know, we have tools for performance goals, employee, you know, manager meetings and learning management and mentoring and coaching. I mean, it's a big list, rewards, recognition, mm-hmm. we do a lot, right? But if you don't have a talent strategy that's really figured out, okay, how am I going to implement these different processes and initiatives? And do I have the right skill sets in my organization? You know, you can't, a mentoring program doesn't run itself. Mm-hmm. You can have the best software, in this case, Mentoring Complete by Engagely might be the best
right.
software. But you can have that, but it doesn't like you push the button and suddenly you have 10 mentors and 20 mentees who want to be join the program. You have to drive that process forward. You got to put together, what is the reason for building a mentoring program in your organization? What is the reason for building a coaching program into your organization? Mm-hmm. Why do you want to set up goals and OKRs? What do they even mean? What is, you know, things like that, the foundation. Yeah. Those are very important. And if you don't have the right buy-in from your executives, both in terms of the value for the initiative, but also for the budget you need, you know, in terms of the right skill set and the time you need to spend on it, technology would be wasting it.
Yeah. I mean, so that's exactly back to that point. So as a technology, and I don't know if vendor is the right word, if that feels right for you, but are you providing the technology? Are you also providing the advisory support to HR professionals that are interested in the Engagely technology? Because that is the challenge and that is the maybe mistake. I absolutely believe what you're saying is absolutely true. HR professionals are so busy and overwhelmed, and technology is in a lot of ways really past their current, like where they're at from an understanding perspective. Yep. So it's partnering with organizations that aren't just selling you the software. Like, don't just sell me software and it looks really cool. Help me to walk through that process within my organization on what those best practices are. What are those buy-ins that I need early on? Definitely. How do I build that strategy?
Yeah, and as a vendor, you know, we can provide that consultative mm-hmm. approach, or we partner with the other HR consultants who can help you with that as well. But what I think also important is that you have the support you need internally to drive mm-hmm. those processes, right? If you're going to do OKRs and goal setting, if you're going to do 360 feedback and use that for leadership development,
yeah,
I can tell you what the best thing you should do, but you still... Yeah. Do it, right? Mm-hmm. You still need to have the right people in their roles to actually accomplish it. And you still need the messaging from the leadership saying, hey, this is important. I want every organization to do a 360 so that you can use that for your own personal development. Or we are going to set OKRs and goals, and everybody needs to have goals that are aligned to those high-level goals. And and we will make sure that happens as an organization. So we are all working together for the same So those things are important, you know, and sometimes you don't get the leadership support. So you can buy a technology because the technology is cheaper by the day, to be honest. You know, the same technology, what we do today, was actually 3 or 4 times or 5 times more expensive 15 years ago or 10 years ago.
Right. Yeah. When I even talk about just as HR professionals, historically, again, like kind of when I joined the space 20 years ago, it's kind of do HR things, do HR processing, but now HR leaders, we're really being asked to be much more strategic. And so thinking about things like that, I think there's been a significant shift in the HR space. So that's, you know, that's in some ways new and challenging, and being thought as a thought leader within your executive team. I mean, I'm really fortunate in the organization that I work in that I sit right, you know, within the executive team, and those strategic ideas are really adopted well. But I also work in a technology consulting organization, and so they understand all those things like change management and the importance of these pieces, where that's not always true for HR professionals.
That is true. Yeah, a lot of HR professionals, when you say HR, it gets reduced down to payroll and benefits.
Yes.
And maybe some recruiting, you know. But HR is much broader, right? There's the whole L&D component. There's the whole technology component. There's the whole component around change management that, you know, for a smaller organization, it's hard to get one person to do all of that, even if they did know all of that. But it is a broad field. Switching gears a little bit, you know, do you, as you're thinking about your own journey in the HR tech world with your within your organization, where what's your next big thing that you're excited about?
Yeah. I mean, and I maybe spoke a little bit to it, but definitely for me, it's of course all the talk around AI and automation and what those capabilities are going to be, both within the technologies that we're already using. So like, you know, we talked about like HRIS systems and some of our core technologies. I mean, there's a lot of new cool components that are being supported by AI and automation that are being added to those platforms. So I'm really excited about those pieces, but I'm also excited about what I'm seeing with the interconnectedness of all technology within the HR space. And I see a huge shift happening with that as far as is how technologies, data, information, availability are all connected. And there's a lot of work still to be done within that space, but I'm most excited about just the whole collective technology experience within HR and what that's going to look like in maybe just a few years.
Yeah, maybe next year. The speed of it's going, it's actually almost scary.
Right.
What's a good use case for AI that you are seeing in your space?
I mean, definitely the workflow piece. So just AI replacing, I always think of AI as a great replacement for anything that I'm doing that's very manual and repetitive and kind of a waste of my time. Like I don't need to be, you know, checking off a checklist or moving information, you know, an employee file or a performance management piece or whatever that might be. So I feel like that workflow processes is the best use case right now for AI and technology. And we're seeing it in all of our technology, right? We're seeing it in our applicant tracking systems, in our HRIS systems, in our engagement systems, just that replacement of kind of more manual work that we've done historically.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, thanks a lot. It's been a great talking to you, Tricia. I really appreciate you making time and having this technology mindset in HR. We don't get to talk too much about technology in our conversations in my podcast. So where can people reach out to you and learn more about you?
Yeah, I'm on LinkedIn. I mean, I'd love to connect and get interactive on LinkedIn about what's going on in the HR technology space. So I would say on LinkedIn, definitely.
Well, thanks, Tricia.
Thank
Good
you.
To have you.
Sri Chalapa here. Thank you so much for listening to the People Strategy Leaders Podcast. If you are a successful leader or a people strategist who would like to be on this program, please visit engagedly.com/People Strategy Leaders Podcast. If you got something out of this interview, would you share this episode on social media? If you know someone that would be a great guest, tag them on social media to let them know about the show and include the hashtag People Strategy Leaders. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and mean a lot to me and my team. Want to know more? Follow me on LinkedIn and Twitter at Sri Chalapa. Thanks for listening. We will see you next time. And thank you to Patrick Ramsey, sound engineer at Kalinga Production Studios, for recording and mixing this show.